Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Caitlin McCulloch talking about the crazy weather this year and its impact on cattle prices in just a moment.
It's big event sale time at Express Ranches in Yukon. Please join us at our 29th annual Big Event Angus Production Sale Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. Friday's sale begins at 1 p.m. and will feature over 250 fall calving cows and two-year-olds, many with calves at their side by sale day. Saturday the 17th, the big event sale begins at 11 a.m., auctioning off over 300 head of elite Angus, including donor females, spring pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and more. Among these will be 50 spring-born show prospects that support the Express Ranches Scholarship Program, which has already awarded over $4 million in scholarship money to students throughout the U.S. and Canada. Express Ranches is the largest seed stock producer in the country and has just been named Angus Breeder of the Year for the 9th year in a row. Come see for yourself August 16th and 17th. For more information on the big event sale, including times, directions, and complete sales catalog, visit expressranches.com.
Caitlin McCulloch is the director of the Livestock Market Information Center. They work with land-grant universities around the country. She says that the crazy weather that's impacted the 2019 corn crop is likely to result in higher corn prices and likely lower feeder cattle prices.
The culmination of all of these thoughts that I have is that probably corn has the chance to move higher than it is today. So the futures market for December corn closed at 409 per bushel. And so that's taking into account some yield and acreage consideration. However, I think where we're at, where the LMIC is at currently, we're somewhere closer to the 450 range. And that really takes into account probably some significant more yield drag than the market has on it right now, which includes that potential for early frost. Our acreage is probably in the million to million and a half below what the acreage was last year, and that also is factoring in. Now, if you take both of those pieces of information, what we translate that to mean is that calf and feeder prices are likely going to be lower this fall because feed costs are going to be higher. Now, that sets aside, right, that potential for high volumes of forage at cheap rates. So if you just think about what's going to happen with corn for grain, you're probably looking at calf prices being about $10 a hundredweight lower, and that's banking on probably about a 50-cent appreciation in that December futures price. Now, updated, obviously, these all have caveats. The picture can change. We'll know more in a couple weeks when acreage gets updated and we show more information regarding the yield. But again, that crop progress probably isn't a good enough indicator at this point as to what corn yield's going to be. And so this could largely be up in the air right up until fall.
And Caitlin McCulloch says that as cattle producers, you've got to be watching carefully as all these factors come into play in the next 60 to 90 days.
Now, I think it's important to keep in mind to be a little nimble this year and watch that market. We're predicting heavier feeders being down about $5 a hundredweight this fall, heading into the spring quarter, probably more similar to a year ago. But we're also factoring in on both of those a slightly smaller calf crop, which was announced in the July 1 inventory. And we think that should still offer some support to the calf market. But I still fully expect that calf market, at least in the fall and early spring, to be driven by feed costs with limited potential for upside at this point.
One other issue that's out there for the cow-calf end of the business in particular, current prices for cull cows. It's not pretty. Wasn't pretty last year. It's just as bad this year here in 2019 as well.
I think some would call it brutally low cull cow prices. And that could play a role again this year. Last year we saw prices remain very low relative to a year ago and relative to the previous half of the year, and that could also play a role this year and shape the outcome of cattle prices next year. Now, if we remain low, and we have seen a little bit of uptick, but we've really remained in the Southern Plains at least between that $40 and $50 per hundredweight range, if they remain low, producers are more likely to hold them, particularly if we still have really good grass and forage conditions. You know, you think back to if those pasture conditions hold, if there's a lot of silage, is there the possibility of having, you know, extra forage on hand where you could hold those cows and hope for a better price moving into spring fairly inexpensively? I think that could potentially be part of the key here. Now, if that happens and enough of the country is in that situation, maybe we don't see a decline in the January 1 cow numbers as we're currently predicting now. Now, we do have cull cow prices showing over a year ago this fall, But remember, those were close to $40 a hundredweight. And so how much higher they are, I think, is still to be determined. So it could play as potentially a pretty big role in where we see the cattle cycle move here and how inexpensive really feed is.
Director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Caitlin McCulloch. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Ruby Lee is the tough lady of OSU wheat varieties. She's another of the OSU Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee is widely preferred by millers and offers exceptional grazeability and a high yield potential. Ruby Lee offers a large kernel size, show wheat quality, and is fit for artisan baking. Ruby Lee is considered the crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking ability into one variety. And she's the local check used for Wheat Quality Council testing. To learn more about Ruby Lee, log on to okgenetics.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.